This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Forgot to mention during the open that our Caps coverage is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com. Right now, don't forget Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joins us coming up just about an hour from now. That's 7:20. And our friend Frank Caliendo, he'll be at the DC Improv May 20th and 21st, but he's going to call us today at 8. So looking forward to that.
All right, just think about how much money Frank Caliendo has made in his career. Mm. You know, with that run he had on national TV, you know, doing all the NFL
Fox
stuff.
Yep.
All the touring that he's done through the years, the
got
commercials.
Plenty of it.
And he's still grinding.
I'm sure he does private gigs, like private comedy gigs that pay very well.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, that guy's just stacking money, you know, just stacking dollars.
Still live in Arizona.
Great for him.
Isn't that where he lives, Arizona?
I think he's Arizona-based.
Yeah.
But Drab loves him so much. He loves Arizona.
Was it Chet Holmgren or somebody? Remember he had like a big seven-footer that was like...
I don't think it was Chet Holmgren.
But it was like a big kid that played at a big school.
Big, like, gangly white dude that I think
like
went to Arizona.
Yeah.
At some point. I don't remember his name.
We're going to have to follow up on that today.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked to Frank in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Seems like it anyway.
But really good dude. So it's always fun to have him on.
All right, let's get into the Junk Sports page. Lots went down outside of the Caps clinching the series win on home ice last night.
Hey, we'll still talk about it. But the sports page is driven by my favorite team, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they've got huge spring incentives. Means lower prices on your favorite models. So head on over. Ask for my guy, Josh Cochran. He's the GM. And make it Molloy, Molloy.com. I was talking to Josh Cochran yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He said out of the last 25 cars/trucks they've sold, 18 of them were referrals from us.
Look at that.
Really?
18 out of 25.
That's a really good
impressive.
I don't know what the percentage is.
I almost fell over.
But
when
it's really good. It's a really high percentage.
So you told him that, of course, you're going to get the best vehicle on the lot then, right? Whatever that is.
It's going to be a Tahoe. They're building a Tahoe for me in Texas.
Oh, nice.
Specially built. Look at you.
They're building
prima donna.
And they're going to ship it up here when it's done. Hopefully it's done in the next 30
days. 18 of 25?
I feel
like that's like 68 to 72%.
Sure.
The power of advertising on the junk. So I hope people are listening.
Valdez, can you crunch those numbers?
18 of 25. I mean, they're getting
20
money's
of
worth.
25 is 4 out of 5, right? 80%. So it's like 70%.
Call it 70%. I'll go with 72.
Good. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Hell yeah.
Very good.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's break down your Tahoe.
Okay.
So what kind of accoutrement, what kind of extras?
Loaded. The only thing it's not going to have are the TVs in the back, the seats.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, I mean, if I had
phones.
A 6 and a 4-year-old.
Yeah, if you have young kids, that makes a lot of sense.
You don't even need
but,
that.
I mean, moonroof, fully loaded, upgraded tires.
Hopefully they're upgraded, but they're thick.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between a sunroof and a moonroof, or is it just the terminology?
Maybe a little bigger. Possibly.
They are pretty big. The Tahoes are pretty
sometimes
big.
The moonroofs go from front to back. Sometimes, like, kind of even over the back second row. Mm-hmm. There's a sunroof, typically, might just be your old traditional.
I had one on the lot that I was going to take. It was a beautiful, you know, red. It was like a deep red. And he was going to give me that one. But he said someone came in, mentioned us, paid MSRP.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Look at you.
And he said, you know, dude, I got to sell it to this
person.
All
you're doing is moving product.
I am moving product.
Just moving product off the lot. By the way, now I need to get into your pockets. Is this a purchase by you? Is this a lease? Are we talking like trade? Like, what's going on here? Radio insider type deal.
What do you mean? Is it a...
Like, are you leasing it? Or are you...
Oh, yeah, I'm not buying it.
Okay.
He's leasing it, and I'm sure they're covering his lease.
And they cover the lease.
Yeah. Right. Got it.
Yeah.
Love that. It's fantastic.
So I'll let you guys know when I get that. All right, so we, of course, let off the show with the Caps beating the Canadiens. So that series is Dunsky. Final score 4-1. Scored a couple in the first. Ovi with that goal. Willie scored the third goal in the second, and they cruise. Logan Thompson, of course, was awesome. So now they wait and see when they're going to start the series against the Carolina Hurricanes, who took out the Devils.
I don't need to dig deep for who to hate on the Hurricanes. We hate their head coach.
Super intimidating.
He has a very hateable face.
Oh, yeah.
So I've already got him on lockdown.
No, he looks like a guy that wants to kick your ass all day long.
Oh, and he could. And he did in his day.
No, I sat behind him. I've told you many times. Yeah. I sat behind him when I went there in Carolina. I went to a game. The games are actually, I don't know if they still are, they used to be on NC State's campus.
Yeah.
And
no, they're not on the campus. They're just outside.
They're somewhere
right there. It's right there.
It's pretty close to campus, but it's just off the campus.
And it not a great arena. Kind of very just bleh. I'm gonna talk about a bleh arena. I sat literally right behind him, and he looked like he wanted to eat you the entire time. I was like, "Who's this guy? This is the most intimidating guy I've ever seen."
I mean, he played in the league forever. I'll have to pull up his stats, but he was in the league for a long time.
Right, just square jawed.
Yeah. Scars on his face.
Yeah,
like he'll beat your ass.
Kick your ass.
But hopefully Caps beat his team's ass in the next round.
When's the last time we played Carolina in the playoffs?
I believe it was 2019.
Okay, so we lost to them, obviously.
That was when, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Ovi put his countryman to sleep. Svechnikov decided to tangle with Ovi. And Ovi punched his lights out.
Okay.
Like, just destroyed him, put him right to sleep.
I don't remember that.
That was, I think we were doing an appearance during that game, and we saw that somewhere in D.C.
Okay.
Back in 2019.
So 2019.
Yep.
All right. And, of course, the Caps haven't won a playoff series since they won the Cup, so they lost that series. I believe the Caps played Carolina 4 times this year, and I think they split.
They did split. Each team, I think, won on visiting ice.
Okay.
None of the home teams won.
Now, you say, who are their studs, though? Forget about who you're going
to
hate.
I'd have to look up their roster.
Yeah.
I'm too busy looking up how long Brind'Amour was in the league.
Yeah.
Started in 88 and played through 2010. That's a long run.
What is that, 22 years?
I mean, he's,
yeah.
Yeah, he was a... Looks like he did 1 year overseas, I guess maybe during the lockout year.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he played from 88 to 2010.
All right, so I'm going to their stats.
I'll give you their leading scorer.
Is Sebastian Aho still there? I don't even know.
Sebastian Aho was their leading scorer with 74 points. Seth Jarvis had 67. Martin Nikas had 55. Svechnikov, who you just mentioned, he's still there. He had 48. And then
I can't remember
some guy. Oh, Jordan Staal.
Okay.
We've heard of the Staal. How many Staals are there? Seems like
there's a handful.
100.
I don't know if it was Locker or John Walton where I heard this nugget, but the Hurricanes just pour shots on net. So Logan Thompson is probably going to be a busy guy in round two.
Hmm.
Like they come across the blue line and they're just firing.
I believe they've got a Russian goaltender, Kochetkov.
Okay.
Kochetkov.
Don't know much about him.
For the regular season, he was at a 2.6 GAA. So. I'm not sure if he's the guy for the postseason.
But they were pretty dominant in the first round. They took care of the Devils in 5 games, kind of like the Caps took care of Montreal in 5 games. So should be a fun competitive series.
So elsewhere, last night, Florida eliminated Tampa. They win that game 6-3, so they win the series in five. And St. Louis lost at Winnipeg. So Winnipeg, who was, of course, a big favorite in that series, they won that game 5-3 at home. They lead the series 3-2. So they'll go back to St. Louis for game six. Tonight, you've got one, two, three. You've got four games tonight.
You won't do a four-game parlay tonight.
Sure, I will.
I think you should.
I won't win it, but I'll do it. Toronto's at Ottawa. All right, so Toronto's trying to close out that series in Ottawa, game six. Vegas is at Minnesota. They also lead that series 3-2. Dallas is at Colorado. Dallas leads that series 3-2.
Yep, Dallas can close them out on the road tonight.
And the Kings are in Edmonton. Edmonton leads that 3-2. So you've got a bunch of game sixes, all 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. So a lot of playoff hockey going on. Sad news. We kind of talked about this yesterday, which is, I just couldn't believe it. John Elway, they were playing at a golf course, and John Elway was driving the golf cart, and his business partner slash agent jumped on the back of it.
Basically one of his best friends.
One of his best friends jumped on the back of it, fell, hit his head. His name was Jeff Spurbeck, and he was in was he in a coma, I think, before last night?
Yeah, or life support? They basically said he was Dunsky before he died.
Well, he did pass away.
Yeah, just horrible. Probably took him off life support. That's just
awful story.
Can you imagine how that affects John Elway for the rest of his...
You're playing golf with your friend, and then the next thing you know, he falls off and strikes his head.
For the rest of his life, John Elway's going to think, every single day, he's going to think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, but it's just terrible.
I just hope that there wasn't you know what involved.
Well, I'm sure alcohol was involved on all counts.
Well,
both guys.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
All right. NBA last night, we kind of talked about the Lakers. They were eliminated by Minnesota 103-96. So Minnesota advances. We talked about J.J. Redick storming out of the press conference before the game.
What would you say the overall, listen, it's a disappointment. They make that big move. They think that maybe, they get on a little run there in the middle of the season. Think maybe they, be a little bit tougher competitor in the playoffs, lose the first round. How do you think overall you would grade him as a coach?
I think he did a pretty good job. They got
my perspective is
50 wins.
Pretty good.
The narrative, though, of this series was that it was an upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess technically it is. The Lakers had home court. The Minnesota Timberwolves were in the Western Conference Finals a year ago. Anthony Edwards went on the run. Then Luka and the Mavericks beat him to get to the NBA Finals. But they had one less win. Remember we talked about the Western Conference? If you were to look at the standings at the end of the season, the difference between the 2 seed and the 8 seed was 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people out of an 82 game season, big upset. It's crazy.
The Lakers were 50-32. The Timberwolves were 49-33.
Mm-hmm.
So you had home court, but when they made that trade initially, some people thought Dallas won the trade initially, and that long term the Lakers would win the deal because they've got a 26-year-old star in Luka Doncic. They have a flawed roster. I was thinking about it, like J.J. played all his guys in the last game in the second half, which was probably absurd. They ran out of gas, but he's got nobody to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the bench, he's got Bronny.
He's not going to play him.
He's got one of the Morrises who's been there forever.
Markieff.
Last night, he was so desperate. He played Maxi Kleber, who was a contributor with the Dallas Mavericks for years. He was part of the trade. He had a broken foot. He hadn't even practiced all season with the Lakers, and they were like, you're good to go? Let's give you a shot. Now, he only played a couple minutes.
Yeah, he played 5 minutes.
But Rudy Gobert was just devouring them because they had nobody down low. Got nobody tall.
Well, that's what they got to do. They got to go out and get a center for next year. I mean, he was questioned about not playing a center against Gobert. Well, I guess you could go with Jackson Hayes, but he knows his team. He knows his team. He knows if Jackson Hayes can go out there and produce. Mm-hmm. He clearly thought he could not, or he would have played.
They have a ton of metrics that are telling them what lineups are doing the best.
Okay, are you not going to play a 7-footer when Gobert is out there dominating?
I don't know.
I think you have to try it at least.
Well, he clearly doesn't think he could compete.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he probably has some metrics to back it up too.
right, but
I think
done.
He's a stubborn dude. He gets frustrated. And
I was surprised sort of how ornery he got as the season progressed.
And I think the Jackson Hayes deal, the game before, he had four minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they drafted Dalton Kincaid in the first round, and when he played this year in the regular season, he had some really good games.
Seemed like he did okay.
But he never played him in the postseason. Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie,
my guy Luca almost every game in the regular season.
Played terrible defense, which is why Nico Harrison
does. I mean,
and the Dallas Mavericks traded him. Yes, but sometimes he's more engaged. And LeBron... He'll give you some block shots, but he's a shell of himself. Like, he had a couple dunks, but he just, when Luka's not in the game, their offense stinks. And then Austin Reeves got hyped up a lot this year.
Well, he
against the really good team like this, he got exposed. He had a ton of turnovers, terrible 3-point shooting.
I can't remember.
They got a flawed roster.
I can't remember who we had on the show during the regular season a couple months ago. Who's the guy who used to play for the Wizards who lives in San Antonio, covers the Spurs?
Antonio Daniels?
Yeah. Oh, maybe it was Daniels, yeah. And remember we asked him, this was after the trade, we asked him, all right, how do you think the Lakers are set up now because they were playing pretty well after the Luka trade? He goes, let's wait to the playoffs. Remember, right. Remember he said that?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'm not gonna worry about what they're doing in January against bad teams. Let's wait until the playoffs. Well, he nailed it because they played a better team, clearly, in the playoffs. Golden State also lost last night. Houston beat them 131-116, so they'll head back to Golden State for Game 6. Golden State leads that 3-2.
EBG, see your guy, Pat Spencer. He's the lacrosse player, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He headbutted Sengun.
Yeah, no, he's a tough dude. He's a big dude, too. I mean, that's why his story, listen, no one will care in the broad, you know, thing because lacrosse is a niche sport. But to be the best player in lacrosse and to abandon, you know, he would have been a stud in the PLL, and you know, and made some money, but nothing like NBA money. But to abandon that and then to go try to play basketball at Northwestern, did a great job there. Maybe he only averaged like 10 points or something, but he just got that going again. And then to stick with it and be in the G League and to be now 28 years old and to be in the playoffs and to be, you know, I'm not saying he's some big contributor, but to just be on the roster and to be playing in the NBA,
pretty sick.
Sick athlete.
You can tell he loves to do it because
he loves it.
He's highly skilled, but that was kind of an unprecedented game. Kerr waved the white flag in the third quarter.
Yeah,
he pulled all his guys in the third quarter. So Spencer run. I don't know how many minutes he got. He probably got close to 20 minutes.
I saw he scored five. He got 14. Seven. He had 11 points.
He had 14 minutes.
But one of his more productive outings.
Well, the Rockets, though, had to bring their starters back in because they had about a 30-point lead.
Yeah.
And so Kerr's like, Curry, you're done. Draymond Green, you're done. All the top guys were done. And so it's the Scrubbinis, including Pat Spencer, and they make a run, and all of a sudden, the Rockets have to put their starters back on the court because it got to like 14 or 12.
It's funny how Spencer is like 5 inches shorter than Sengun, and he still
gave him a little headbutt.
It was like a chin butt.
Yeah.
He's a thick dude.
Oh, I'm sure he's very strong.
Can you imagine how he dominated? I mean, he dominated. In lacrosse.
And all right, so tonight you've got two more games. New York Knicks are at Detroit. That's game 6. Knicks lead that 3-2. Denver is at the Clips. Denver leads that 3-2. Real quick, baseball from last night. Not a good night for the Nats or Jake Irvin. He had probably his worst start of the year. He had three consecutive starts leading up to last night where he only gave up, I believe, 3 earned runs in 21 innings. So he was really dealing. But Schwarber hit a bomb and a 3-run bomb in the first. That's back-to-back games that he's hit one in the first. So he's killed him and Phillies roll to 7-2 win. So not a good night for Jake Irvin. Orioles beat the Yankees. We were just killing the Orioles yesterday, but they win the series. And they win that game 5-4. Cade Povich started, didn't get through the fifth. Bullpen, I think they threw 6 guys out of the bullpen and held the Yankees to 1 run in for those 6 relievers. Judge did hit his 10th homer, but they win the game 5-4. So nice job for the Orioles, the undermanned Orioles beating the Yankees. Cubs Pirates in Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh wins the game 4-3, but that's not the story. A fan fell 21 feet.
I heard. Terrifying video if you haven't seen it.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see that. I
mean, and then what happened?
Seventh inning during
the skier landed on a person or something.
Oh, he went to the hospital. He landed on the track.
He's in critical condition.
He landed on the field.
He's not going to make it.
I don't know if he's going to make it. They really didn't talk about that. But he was rushed to Allegheny General Hospital. This was in the seventh inning.
Was he like going for a ball or was just hammered?
I think he was just celebrating like a hit or whatever the action was happening on the field. And he got overzealous, went over the rail, did at least one somersault, lands on the warning track.
Well, I just don't see how you could survive that.
Not good.
I mean, did he land like on his back? What did he
look like he landed on his head. It's horrifying video.
Yeah, I can't see it. I don't want to watch it.
It's blurry, but you see it looks like
I think you should see it. I think you should watch it.
No way.
Just to see how it unfolded.
I can't.
We've all sat in those seats before, you know, at some point in your life.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I've always been struck by how you could just lean over and fall.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean obviously there's a big rail right there, like waist level. Like
waist level. That's not that high. I would like it to be over my head.
Well, he can't see the game.
He wasn't wearing a shirt. So
yeah, he was hammered.
I'm sure he was hammered.
Well, hopefully he survives. Hopefully he comes through it. Because that was a scary incident last night in Pittsburgh.
Real quick, we were kind of hammering the Rockies yesterday. They actually won their fifth game. They beat the Braves 2-1 last night in Denver, which is shocking because it's Coors Field and balls just fly.
Right. Three-run game.
Three-run score, but they win their fifth game. They're 5-25. Also, the Dodgers won 12-7. They've got a five-game win streak. They've scored 51 runs in the five games. They won 12-7 last night. Their last two games, both against the Marlins, 15-12 runs. They've scored 27 runs in the last two games. And, like I said, Phillies beat the Nats. They'll play one more tonight, 6:45, to close the series before the Nats go to Cincy.
Don't forget, coming up at 7:20, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. We'll talk Caps and Kentucky Derby with him here on The Fan.